In this presidential election, the big names taking no prisoners in their quest for cash. And now Wall Street's big rollers are doling out the big bucks, voting with money. Aaron Burnett is following the money tonight.
The numbers for the first quarter's fundraising effort show a close race between Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama. Obama reporting $18.2 million in cold, hard cash. Clinton, $24 million.
Money puts you in the top tier. It doesn't necessarily get you elected or keep you there.
So just where is all the money coming from?
Certainly you go to Wall Street first because that's where there are active communities of Democratic donors, and they're used to giving. They have fundraising networks. We're heading into record numbers of campaign fundraising like we've never seen before. So it's going to be more than Wall Street, and particularly because Obama is from Chicago, you're going to look for a lot of LaSalle Street giving too.
Individual donors from some of the biggest Wall Street firms all adding up to millions for presidential candidates. Goldman Sachs employees giving Senator Barack Obama $94,000, followed by UBS at $81,000. And Senator Obama getting some help from former Clinton investors, former SEC Chairman Reed Hunt, Michael Froman, and Brian Mathis of the Clinton Treasury Department, and former Clinton White House lawyer Greg Craig. Senator Clinton is relying heavily on a narrow base of tried and true wealthy donors, many of them Wall Street execs. Morgan Stanley employees giving $75,000, Goldman $48,000, and Citi $45,000. Clinton getting more than 5,100 donors to give their legal limit of $2,300. Nearly 3,000 of those donors also contributed the max of $2,300 toward her general election fund.
What's going to happen is that because of federal campaign finance laws, they're limited to how much they can give. That's why the point is to find new donors. What we're seeing here, I think, to a degree, is grabbing the low-hanging fruit in the first quarter.
On the Money, Aaron Burnett, CNBC.